Georgia has scored a victory in a long-running legal battle over water. It's not over yet. Last week, a special master appointed by the U.S. Supreme Court says the high court should refuse Florida's request to cap Georgia's water use. Amanda Riley is a reporter with E&E News, which focuses on energy and environmental issues. And Amanda joins me from Washington, D.C. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
As quickly as we can we bring us up to date on this battle that has spanned years and years? Basically, Florida is saying that Georgia uses too much water further up the river, and that has dried out its oyster beds and hurt its economy and hurt its citizens and environment. And the special master didn't buy that, or he didn't buy the fact that a cap on water use should be enforced. Why?
That's correct. And the reason why is that the Army Corps of Engineers was not a party to the lawsuit that Florida brought against Georgia. So basically, the special master said, yes, you know, Florida has shown that it's been harmed by low water flows in the region. And it looks like Georgia hasn't made enough of an effort to, you know, control water use by farmers for irrigation. But the special master said he couldn't really do anything about it, that Florida couldn't prove that a consumption cap on Georgia would actually lead to more water flowing into Florida because the Army Corps was not involved in the lawsuit.
Let's take a listen to Florida Governor Rick Scott. This is from 2013, actually. This is when he was talking about his plans to take Georgia all the way to the Supreme Court if needed. And this audio comes courtesy of the Tallahassee Democrat newspaper.
Because of the actions Georgia's taken, we've negotiated with them. They've not been negotiating in good faith. They've kept our water. It's been going on for decades. Florida's going to file suit to make sure this stops. We've got to take care of the individuals that live in this community, make sure that we get the flow of water coming down here, and make sure we get the livelihood back.
What does he mean Georgia has not negotiated in good faith? What is he alleging there?
Well, Florida has been making this argument for a while, and it's one they made in the lawsuit that, you know, Georgia water managers know, the state of Georgia knows that it's using up too much water, but they haven't done anything. And so they're arguing that, you know, Georgia hasn't made enough of an effort to stem its water use, and that Florida should, you know, be allowed more water.
And there's another party in this. Well, there are a number of parties, but let's hear from the environmentalist voice at least. This is Dan Tonsmeyer with Florida's Apalachicola Riverkeepers, and he's speaking with WFSU Public Radio.
We're playing with an ecosystem that runs from the foothills of the Smokies to 250 miles out into the Gulf, and we've just, you know, we're seeing it right here before our eyes collapsing, and we've just got to be smart enough to do better than that.
Are environmentalists pretty united on this idea that water use is too high?
I think they are united, yeah, in that, you know, Florida has experienced ecological harm, and you know, when it comes to this lawsuit in the Supreme Court, you saw a number of environmental groups weigh in and say, look, the special master needs to take into account these ecological harms that are occurring in Florida.
Okay, so why did the Army Corps of Engineers not weigh in on this case?
Well, the Army Corps basically said that they told the court that they don't think it needs to be a party in this case, that the lawsuit could move forward without them.
Says they need to be a party.
Right. Well, the special master, when the Army Corps, you know, said this, and the special master, Georgia actually attempted to get the case dismissed because the Army Corps was not involved. But the special master ruled, I think it was a couple of years ago already, that, you know, the case could move forward. It just means that Florida has a higher burden of proof to show that this consumption cap that it's asking for will actually work.
I'm speaking with E&E News reporter Amanda Riley. We're talking about the latest chapter in the very long-running fight over water between Georgia and Florida. Alabama has come in on the side of Florida. What is Alabama claiming?
Correct. Well, Alabama also thinks that it's not getting a fair share of water. Alabama agreed with Florida that Georgia should have a consumption cap placed on it. I think Alabama is watching the case closely to maybe see what Georgia's defense would be, and that might, you know, influence how it approaches litigation in the future.
This is going to get worse, and not just because it's expected to go to even a higher court, but let's hear from Smokey Parrish. He's a a commissioner in Franklin County, Florida, and he actually manages a shrimp restaurant. He says if something's not done, his economy in his area will be doomed. But he is worried about the growth in population in Atlanta. Here he is talking to WFSU Public Radio.
If you can't provide fresh water and you don't have the infrastructure in place for 6.5 million, where are you going to get it for 13 million people? It's a big issue for the people here. We don't have manufacturing jobs here. We have a height limit. You cannot build above 35 feet high. We don't have 10-story condominiums. We don't have Walmarts. We don't have movie theaters. We don't have shopping malls.
So this argument is about growth in the Atlanta metro area. The population here is expected to grow by another 2 million over the next few years. It's already grown. And Florida seems to be claiming that Georgia is not being intentional or putting any controls on its growth. Was this brought up in the case?
I mean, yeah, that was definitely a part of the case. I mean, Florida had to show that its harm was linked to Georgia's actions. So they had the state in its briefs to the court in testimony at the trial that was held in the case sort of made this point that Georgia wasn't doing enough to lower its water use.
So what happens now? Is it a pretty sure thing that this is going to go to the Supreme Court?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Supreme Court has already taken up the case. So how this works in lawsuits between states, the case goes right to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, if they agree to take it up, they appoint the special master. The special master, in a way, acts as the lower court would, collects evidence, holds a trial, and now the Supreme Court will decide whether to take the special master's recommendation and rule for Georgia.
And then once the Supreme Court decides, is that the final end of this fight?
Definitely not. This is going to keep going on. I think one thing we'll see in the pretty near future is litigation over the Army Corps of Engineers' new manual that allocates water for the three states. They came out with an update to this almost 30 year manual in December. So I think that will be sort of where the litigation goes after this.
Explain a little bit more about that manual and how binding or not that it is.
Sure. So what the manual does is it says how much water each state's going to get. The Army Corps operates a system of dams and reservoirs in the area. Lake Lanier is the big reservoir we're talking about here. And so they each of the states weigh in, and then the Corps decides how much water to allocate. The Georgia basically got most of what it wanted in this update of the manual.
Georgia got most of what it's wanted. Let's hear really quickly from Georgia's governor, Nathan Deal. He says that if there were a cap on Georgia's water use, it would devastate his state's economy. He's here talking to WRBL-TV just back in November.
Water issues continue to be important here on the banks of the Chattahoochee. It is our main water source in the state of Georgia, is the Chattahoochee River and the basin that drains into it.
So, I mean, I'm not going to argue with the governor. Clearly, if there were not enough water to support Atlanta, that would be a big problem, especially with all the planned growth. However, does this manual or anything else give guidelines or restrictions on how much water Atlanta can use?
I mean, it does set a number of water per day that the state can draw from Lake Lanier, that Atlanta can draw from the reservoir. So this manual is a pretty big deal.
Okay. So will that also affect the Supreme Court's decision or no?
I mean, not at this point.
That's for future lawsuits.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, the Army Corps was not a party to this. And I mean, the manual was updated in December after the trial had already taken place. It may have been brought up, by the parties. I don't recall specifically. But yeah, this is going to be a separate issue that's litigated.
When we're speaking of litigation, the other news that we got just in recent weeks was that Florida may not have enough money to continue this fight. What does that mean? That Florida will stop setting money aside, or do you expect them to find the money somehow?
I can't give you a good answer on that. I will just say that these interstate disputes, they last for years. They're very expensive for each of the state parties involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Amanda, what do you see happen? I mean, this is your area of expertise. This is what you cover as a reporter. So Have we any example from past history on how this might turn out and whether or not there will be a compromise which actually preserves the water in the river?
Well, it's really tough to predict here. I think this will keep going on for years. You're going to see attempts at legislation. You're going to see more litigation. In terms of whether of precedent, the Supreme Court here, you know, gets a lot. It's getting a growing number of these interstate water disputes, but it's actually really rare, especially on the East Coast, for the Supreme Court to go through this process of divvying up water to the parties that are involved. I think the last time that actually happened in the East Coast was in the 1930s.
So there
are often disputes between states, and they tend to drag on, and things will happen where they'll bubble up again. Maybe there's some sort of resolution, but it's just kind of always simmering in the background.
Although, I mean, with the growth in Atlanta, to a certain extent, we might have been able to predict it, since Atlanta is one of the few major cities that's not on a waterway or not on an ocean or lake.
I suppose, yeah. And with, you know, with the projections as they are, that the region's going to continue to grow. So, I mean, this will continue to be an issue.
That's ENE News reporter Amanda Riley. We've been talking about the latest chapter in the water war fight between Georgia and Florida. Just the quick update, what we've been talking about, a decision from the special master who was appointed by the U.S. Supreme Court. The case will go to the full court soon. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.